This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing from New Delhi yesterday, highlighting that just as space sector was opened for private entities by the government, the Prime Minister said the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing.
जैसे हमने space innovation को private sector के लिए open किया, वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites. He said India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Lucknow today, where she will take part in two functions. President will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. On the same day, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met President of the Transitional Legislative Assembly of Burkina Faso, Ousmane Bouguema, and his accompanying delegation in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the speaker said they exchanged views on the ties between the two countries and the growing development-oriented partnership that continues to add new dimensions to the bilateral cooperation. The speaker assured Mr. Bouguema of India's continued support in advancing Burkina Faso's development goals. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari assured the approval of 20,000 crore rupees from the central government for National Highway Authority of India projects in Gujarat yesterday. The assurance was given during a high-level review meeting chaired by Mr. Gadkari in Gandhinagar in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel. During the meeting, Mr. Gadkari also instructed officials and contractors to prioritize citizen safety in road construction and maintenance. In Madhya Pradesh, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav jointly inaugurated the new broadcast service of Malvi Dialect Bulletin. DG Akashwani Rajiv Kumar Jain was also present on the occasion. In the holy city of Ujjain in Madhya Pradesh, radio broadcasts from the newly established Akashwani Center began on 26th of this month. In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 83. More than 280 people remain missing as authorities warned that the numbers could rise further as many people are still trapped in the buildings. Total 76 people were injured, including 15 in critical condition and 28 listed as serious. Cyclonic storm Dithwa over coastal Sri Lanka and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal has moved north-northwestwards with the speed of 13 km per hour, according to the latest update by the weather department. It is very likely to continue to move north-westwards across Sri Lanka and move towards North Tamil Nadu and adjoining South Andhra coasts by early morning. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea, and those that are at sea have been asked to avoid southwest Bay of Bengal, Gulf of Mannar and Comorin area till 1st December. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab today. The Met Department also predicted fog conditions at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. In football, India will lock horns with Lebanon in the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.